Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. To shred it or not to shred it should never be the question when it comes to getting rid of any papers that contain your personal information. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Let's talk about ways to protect your personal information. You need to, because identity theft is now considered the largest white-collar crime in the history of the United States. The Federal Trade Commission says it will happen to 1 in 6 Americans this year alone. Don't let it be you. In addition to safeguarding your Social Security number, because it's the ultimate key that fraudsters use to successfully access your account, you should also be sure to carefully store your Social Security card. Never keep it in your wallet or glove compartment, and never print it on your checks. You also should never send your Social Security number in an email, mobile text, or on a website in order to complete a purchase. If you're on a secured website where you must include any personal information, make sure you are not using a public computer. And it's also not a good idea, even when using your own computer with free Wi-Fi, to enter your information. Sad but true, hackers have multiple ways of intercepting technology. Some other tips to avoid falling victim to identity thieves. Be skeptical of charities. Now, I'm not being a Grinch here. It's just that scam artists will try any tactic to get your money or information. A legitimate charity that solicits you on the phone will honor your request that they send information to you in the mail. Be cautious with retailers. Many now ask for your phone number or email when you make purchase. It's usually for their database to market additional products and services to you. But just because they ask doesn't mean you have to give. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.